Have you ever had any kind of real soft mixture that you dish out in a spoon?
Oh, well, that's you make a flapjack out of it. In other words, a pancake.
You don't get that with
soft. Yeah, soft and mushy. Did you ever eat
anything
like that?
Oh, that's mush, corn mush. Yeah, I've eaten that.
Would you ever call it spoon bread?
I don't know what spoon bread is. It's not like we call it mush.
Mush, okay.
And it's pretty good, you know.
There are two kinds of bread. One is homemade, and there's a kind that today we buy more frequently at the store. What would you call that kind of bread?
Light bread. Loaf bread.
Okay. Now, what's a kind of bread that's fried in deep fat with a hole in the center of it?
Donut.
Okay. You have any other name for it?
No, I don't know any other name.
Or any other shape or way of making it?
Corn sticks, I know that. Donut, though, is not made out of cornbread. That's made out of flour.
That's made out of flour, right. Okay, this is another flour type. Sometimes you make up a batter and fry three or four of these at a time. Eat them with syrup and butter.
Hot cakes.
Okay. Are they always made out of wheat flour?
Not necessarily. I've known mixed and I've known just plain wheat.
Okay.
I've known both cornmeal and flour.
Right.
I think that's what I'm going to call them now, hot cake.
Say you go to the store and you want to buy a quantity of flour. Say you want to buy two what of flour?
Two bags, sacks.
Okay. Say if you want to buy a certain weight of it. You say, I bought two.
Certain weight?
Uh-huh. Two or five?
A pound bags of it. Otherwise, you used to, you buy it in sacks. You don't see that now, 24 pound sacks.
Okay.
And my dad used to buy it in barrels.
Okay. What do you think would be the weight of a sack of flour?
A sack of flour? Well, they used to, standard was 24 pounds. They got now at 5 pounds, or otherwise 2 pounds and so many ounces. That's a little bag, which is the best way to buy.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to need one of them too, aren't we?
One flour.
Yeah, I know it's about out. I like to buy them little things that. Fresh.
What would you use to make the bread that is not baking powder or soda? It comes in a small little packet and it's dry and it's granular
yeast.
Okay. Now what would you call the inside part of an egg? The yolk.
Yolk. That's right.
One part of the egg, of two parts, one part is white and the other is
yolk.
When you cook eggs in hot water, after they're cooked, what do you call them?
Boiled eggs.
Now, if you crack them and let them fall out of the shells into hot water, what kind of eggs are they?
You got them in there? Huh?
Okay, maybe you put them in a little tiny pan and cook them over hot water and let them boil that way after they're already open. Do you ever poach eggs?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
I poach, but I don't boil them. Put them in the frying pan
for
a little bit, you know,
and
just don't turn it over. That's what I call poached
eggs.
Not too hard, you know.
Right. What do you call the salt or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Lean meat, a fatback. Boiling meat.
Okay. What would it be if it had no lean to it at all?
Had no
lean to it at all.
That's fat back.
Okay. What if it had a good bit of lean?
Well,